Welcome back, everyone, to our series on Hilchos Brachos. So we've been discussing the foundations of Bracha Rishona, of Birkas Hananin, making a bracha on food and drink. And over the last few weeks, we've discussed different parameters in terms of the definition, the criteria of Hana'a, of benefit that is necessary in order to make a bracha. We discussed the concepts of Maisa Achila, of the act of eating, and we discussed Hana'as Hagaron, the benefit that you get in the palate, on the throat, and Hana'as Me'ayim, the benefit that you get from the sustenance of the food. Tonight, we're going to try to finish off that broader discussion by discussing a certain type of food that kind of defies the rules of Hana'a, and therefore has its own rules when it comes to Hilchos Brachos, and that is perhaps the staple of our diet. Ironically, the staple of our liquid diet, which is water. So the Gemara, Brachos Daf Mem Dalet Amud Aleph, the Mishnah over there says, source number one, Ashus Hamayim Litzmo Mevarich Sha'akol Nia Bedvaro. So the Tanakhama says that if you drink water out of thirst, you're trying to quench your thirst, you say Sha'akol. Rabbi Tarfon Omer Bori Nefashos Rabos Vechasrona. Rabbi Tarfon says Bori Nefashos. The Gemara and Brachos, well, actually before we jump into the Gemara, there already is a debate in the Rishonim about what is the argument between the Tanakhama and Rabbi Tarfon. When Rabbi Tarfon says, Omer Bori Nefashos Rabos, what was he trying to say? So one opinion is that Rabbi Tarfon agrees that the Bracha Rishona is Shahakol. No one says that you make a different Bracha Rishona on water. The argument was, do you say a Bracha Achrona on water? The Tanakhama holds no. Surprisingly, he says no bracha achrona on water, whereas Rabbi Tarfon says no, you do make a bari nefashos. That's one approach. However, the more adopted approach is actually to say that no, what they're arguing about is the bracha rishona on water. Tanakhama says shahakol, like our practice. Rabbi Tarfon says the bracha rishona on water is bari nefashos. So before we even step into the Gemara, our alarms are already going off. Wow, water seems a little bit, it seems like a rule breaker over here. We have a position, okay, we don't baskin like it, but we have a position that says that you're not going to say a standard classical bracha rishona on water. Why not? Okay, so now we jump to the Gemara, source number two, brachos memtalan amibes to memhemad aleph. So the Gemara analyzes the Mishnah, v'ashos amayim litzmo v'chulei. So the Gemara notices that the Mishnah says specifically that one makes a bracha on water when he's trying to quench his thirst. So the Gemara wonders, why does the Mishnah give that specific case? Does someone have to tell me that if I drink Coke to quench my thirst, then I make a bracha? No, whenever I drink Coke, I make a bracha. So why is it when I use water to quench my thirst? So the Gemara says, La'afuke mai, what does this come to exclude? Omer avidi bar avin, la'afuke lamanda chanakte umtza. So Rav Yehuda bar Avin says this comes to exclude someone who is choking on a piece of meat and drinks water in order to relieve himself of the choking of the meat. So apparently in that case, he would not make a shahakol, or he wouldn't make a bracha rishona on the water. The question that we need to deal with on that line is it dafka that case? Is it only that case where you don't make a bracha on water when you're using water as relief for choking? Or is that what we would call a simin, right? It's more of an example of a non-thirst quenching water. Meaning whenever you're using water not to quench your thirst, then apparently you won't make a shahakol. So the question we're dealing with is the scope of this exemption from a bracha rishona. Is it dafka when you're trying to, is it a din in choking? Or is it no? It's a din in whenever you're not quenching your thirst. Okay, so we'll return to that. And then Rabbi Tarfon Omer Bari Nefashos Sabos Vechasronon Omer Le Rav Abrav Chanon Le Abai Ba'Ami Lo Le Rav Yosef Hilchas Amayim. What's the halacha? Omer Le Puk Chazi Mayama Dover. So he said, go out and see what the nation is doing. And if you read Rashi over there, so Rashi points out the way that we paskin, which is that we say a shahakol before we drink water to quench our thirst, and we also say a bari nefashos afterwards. So the questions that emerge from this Mishnah and this short Gemara are as follows. Number one, what's the machlokas between the Tanakhama and Rabbi Tarfon? We already said that one. Number two, is the case in which you're not going to make a bracha, specifically when you're relieving from choking or whenever you're not quenching thirst. Number three, what if you use something other than water to relieve the choking? What if I don't have water around? Instead, I take some Coke to get down, to wash down the meat. Would I make a bracha on the Coke or no? And number four, what we want to deal with is like this. Is it, we might not deal with this so much tonight, but when we say that water is exempt from a bracha, when you use it to wash down, so is that only the bracha rishona, or is that also the bracha achrona? After you already drink the water to wash down the meat, are you also exempt from a bracha achrona? So that's actually machlokas and tosos. Yeah.
Yeah, so I mean, how does the bracha achrona even make sense if you're choking on meat? You can't really make a bracha anyways.
Okay, so the idea, I think, is a good question. I think the idea is that it's like stuck. It's like, you know, like that. So really, like, you could utter the words, and you just need to get it down.
Or is that proof that it's a sermon?
Huh?
Or is that proof that it's just a sermon?
Interesting. Okay, so they don't bring up that, there are rayos that it's a sermon, and we'll discuss the evidence for it. It's not mentioned, but it has to be, we have to be able to draw up the mitzvah that you'd be able to say the bracha, because otherwise the Gemara doesn't get off the ground, right? Otherwise it's kind of a vacuous statement.
So another example is just you're in a desert and you're dying and you need water. It's the same idea as like you're choking.
Great. We're going to talk about water for pure hydration purposes. We're going to talk about it. Absolutely. I wasn't thinking of the desert case, but I love that case. I was thinking what the post can discuss is what happens if a doctor tells you that you have to drink X ounces of water a day, you know, for health purposes. You need to be hydrated to this degree, right? But you're not thirsty at all. You're just drinking the water because your doctor told you to do it, right? So you make a bracha in that case. All right, so let's go one step at a time.
Or an IV also.
Huh?
What about an IV?
Ah, so last week we discussed IVs that the reason why you wouldn't make a bracha in an IV is because it's not a normal way to consume. Okay, so even if you have the water there, you're not going to make a bracha. Okay, so let's... Hoy kol tzami l'chula mayim, is that what you're telling me?
In mayim
al Torah, exactly. Right, exactly. I actually saw, I came across a gevadik of pshat like this. That you only say, yashosem mayim l'tzmo mevarich. Yeah, that the full power of Torah is when you're thirsty for it. You have to be thirsty for it. You can't learn when you're trying to just get rid of choking. Right? You have to want the taste. Okay, you like that? I actually saw this. I don't remember who said it. I'll try to find it. Okay, so let's start with the most fundamental question. Why is it that I don't make a bracha on water when I relieve myself from choking on that meat? Why is it that I don't make the bracha on water? So the first idea that I would have thought we could say is that in Ochinami, you're drinking the water, but that's not something that we would call, quote-unquote, a Maisa Shasiya. That's not an act of drinking. You're using water to get rid of choking. But is that really drinking? I would have thought that you could make such an argument, and I'll try to bring some evidence that some of the Rishonim actually held that way. However, most of the Rishonim explain that the reason why you don't make a bracha on water when you're using it to relieve the choking is because you're not deriving any benefit from the water in that case. So because you're not using it to quench your thirst, the water is not providing any benefit. Take a look at the first line of Tosos, source number 3, Dechanakte Umtza, V'davka mayim she'in lo hana'a ki im lishtos mayim litzma'o. This applies specifically to water, I'll come back to that, but Tosos explains that the reason why I don't make the bracha is because I don't get any benefit from water other than quenching one's thirst. The benefit of the relief from choking, that doesn't meet the standard of hana'a that would require a bracha rishon.
Similar to taking a pill, no?
Yeah. Exactly. We're going to come to halacha lemaisa, but yes, exactly the same thing. So now let's back up a second. Scott and I were talking about this a little bit today. I appreciated Scott's ha'arus. Why do we make this assumption that water doesn't provide any benefit if it's not quenching your thirst? Why? We wouldn't say that about anything else. We wouldn't say that about any other drink.
I would say it actually would, because they require that we have 8 glasses. So
right, like it's a staple of our diet, right? Okay, so I want to suggest 2 approaches over here from the Rishonim and the Achron. The first one comes from Rav Yaakov Ettlinger and his Truvos Binyan Sion. Take a look in source number 9. Flip the page to page number 2. So he writes over there, V'hachiluk, first line, Shabin Mayim L'shar Mashkin B'zeh Mevur B'tur V'yosim B'shulchan Aruch Anachayim Simen Rish Dalet. So the distinction between water and other liquids is explained in the Torah and the Shulchan Aruch. Shemayim, the Torah and Shulchan Aruch don't actually say this part, but they do distinguish between water and other drinks. So Binyan Sion writes, Shemayim She'in Lohem Ta'am Ein hana'a b'shesiyasam, rak b'shosa litzma'o. He says, water doesn't have taste. Now, we could argue that you do taste the water, but apparently there was an assumption that water lacks taste. However we define taste in halacha, water doesn't have it. And since water doesn't have ta'am, so therefore you cannot be considered to have hana'a. Because what's the hana'a that you get, at least when we talk about hana'as garum? What's the hana that you get in your throat or your palate? It's the taste. Well, if water doesn't have taste, then you can't get the hana. So according to the Binyan Sion, that's what distinguishes water from other things.
What about seltzer?
Oh, we'll talk. We're going to address all of this. Awesome, yeah. So that's one approach. Second approach is what seems to come across more in the Rishonim, although it's a little bit difficult for me to explain. It seems to be rooted in the way that the Rishonim viewed, biology and the sustenance of water. So if you look at the Ritva in source number 5, and the Ritva's Rebbe, the Ra'ah, says the same thing. So he says, for Rabbi Tarfon, we don't make a bracha beforehand. Why? Mishum demaya lo zayne klal. Because water does not provide sustenance. And we only make a berkas hanenin on something that satiates. But water apparently doesn't satiate. It hydrates, but doesn't satiate. Okay, so that's the distinction that the Rishonim make. And the Ra'ah explicitly applies that beyond the position of Rabbi Tarfon, also to the Chachamim, to the Tanakama. Meaning even if you're saying a shahakol on the water, the Ra'ah says the reason why you don't make a shahakol on water unless you're quenching your thirst is because other than quenching your thirst, there is no hana'a that water provides. Why not? Because it doesn't provide sustenance. So the only reason why you do make a bracha on the water when it quenches your thirst is because the quenching is enough of a hana'a to require a bracha. It's not because the water in that case is providing sustenance, because water doesn't do that. Rather, it's quenching your thirst. You were thirsty, now you're not thirsty. That's a hana'a that requires a bracha. So the two approaches that we have as to why generally water, I shouldn't say generally, but why water doesn't have a bracha in certain cases is either because it doesn't have taste or because it doesn't sustain. That's what distinguishes it from other drinks. And the truth is that we have certain evidence in the sugya for that second approach. And that is the position of Rabbi Tarfon. Rabbi Tarfon, according to most Rishonim, says, what's the bracha Rishona on water? Bari nefashos. Changes. Water is the exception to the rule. It's not subject to classical Birkas Hananin. Why not? So the Rishonim explain, the Ra'ah, the Ritva, they say, why does Rabbi Tarfon say bari nefashos? Because the regular Birkas Hananin, like shahakol, are reserved for items that provide sustenance. Water doesn't provide sustenance, so therefore, you don't make such a bracha. However, you still have to say bari nefashos. Why? Because bari nefashos, rabos v'chesronon, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the things that satisfy our lackings, that satisfy what we miss. When we're thirsty, we're missing the feeling of feeling not thirsty, of feeling quenched. So therefore, we make the bracha of bari nefashos. So says Rabbi Tarfon. The Chachamim disagree. The Chachamim say no. The quenching of the thirst itself qualifies for the regular Birkas Hananin, and therefore we say Shahakol. But they all agree, according to these Rishonim, that water is different from other drinks in that it doesn't provide sustenance. Yeah, Tom.
So when you start Shal Shavuos after Shkia, that's why you can have water.
Whoa, this game. Oh, don't go there.
So basically you're saying this explains... Okay, so in terms of, right, so before Kiddush, let's use the before Kiddush, right? So we said, the halacha is that we don't have even water before Kiddush.
Right.
So if that's because you're quenching your thirst, so then it's still considered that you're having, meaning the din is not that you're not allowed to have sustenance before Kiddush. The din is that you're not allowed to have food or drink before Kiddush. Water is still a drink. Nobody disagrees with that, right? The fact that water is different in that it doesn't sustain is not relevant to the din that I can't drink before Kiddush, right? So that would be the idea.
And Shal Shodis?
Shal Shodis is separate. Shal Shodis, the exception is water. The prohibition to... I mean, there it's, we're talking about the Isser to drink prior to Havdalah. So that is not as stringent as the prohibition to drink prior to Kiddush.
So after benching, Tanya or something else?
If you didn't watch, can you have water?
He's just talking, it just reduces to the issue of can I have water before I make Havdalah.
What you told me to put out, we do water and stuff, water.
Right, because the Shulchan Aruch writes that water would be fine. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So yes, that is another distinction between water and other beverages. Maybe are we saying, I don't, let me look into that, if that's connected to the fact that you don't really get much of a hana'ah from water. Yeah, Reb Dovi.
So, do we have any evidence as to whether these two approaches are considered to be exclusive of each other? Because you have like one person, on the one hand you have the tendency of saying it's hana'ah's chayv.
Right.
And on the other hand you have this issue of hana'ah's me'ayim. So... it could be that, like, so which is one of them saying we need both, and one of them saying we only need one, or like, how do we know which one is which?
So, yeah, they don't necessarily need to be mutually exclusive. Yeah, in a chinami. Each one could hold of the other. But what I want to continue with now is any nafkamina between the two reasons that I suggested as to why you would not make a bracha on water when you use it to relieve relieve choking. Okay, so let's just review very quickly before we get into the nafkamina. The first approach that I was suggesting was that it's just not a maisa shesia. You can't call that drinking. You're using water to wash something down. You can't call that drinking. The second approach is to say, no, you're drinking, but water is different from all other drinks in that the only hana that you get from water is quenching your thirst. So if you're not quenching your thirst, but instead you're relieving from choking, so then that's why you don't make the bracha. Are there any nafkamina between those approaches? So, first of all, would we say the same thing if I have a piece of meat stuck and I use Coke to wash it down? What would be the halacha? So Tosos in source number 3 says, Vidavka mayim. This is true only about water. Meaning to say that if I use a different drink, I use the Snapple, so then I do have to make a bracha on the Snapple. And Yaakov pointed out the same thing that we say about washing down a pill, right? Now, what's the raya that Tosos brings? So, actually, before Tosos, the Rashba says, I have a clear-cut raya. Why did the Mishnah pick out water? If the Mishnah is trying to exclude the case where you're relieving choking, if this were true about any drink, so then it should have said, Hashosa litzma'o, mevarich sha'akol niyabidvaro. And then I would learn that if you're drinking in order to relieve choking, then you don't make a bracha. But it didn't say that. It specifically said water. So the Rashba says, you see already from the Mishnah that this is limited to water. And Tosos brings another ayah. Tosos says, based on what we learned last week, the Gemara Brachos Naman Vav says that if you drink something or eat something for the purpose, for medicinal purposes, if you still get hana from it, you make a bracha, right? That's what we learned last week. So Tosa says, well, why should this be any different for medicinal purposes? I still get hana from the Snapple, even when I use it to wash down the meat. So therefore, I have to make a bracha. So Tosos, the Rashba, most Rishonim, and this is indeed the way that we paskin, that this din applies only to water. It doesn't apply to any other drink. and therefore if I use any other drink to relieve the choking, I still have to make a bracha. Yeah, Avi.
So, in the time of the Gemara, I have a feeling that they didn't have Pepsi, Coke, soda streams.
Yeah, they had wine.
They had wine and water.
Mm-hmm.
So, why are we...
Beer. They had beer.
Okay. Yeah, that works. So, but why are we assuming that Mayim is actual water, not just some sort of liquid? Because...
So I mean that is leading me into the other position, which says that perhaps it does apply beyond water, but I think the reason why is just because mayim means water. So that's you can't assess, mashkin means other drinks, all beverages.
I would say that means alcoholic beverages, which would be beer and.
But in halachic language, we use mashka colloquially to refer to alcohol. But in halachic language, when you find mashkin, usually just refers to. To liquids, right?
Okay.
Yeah, but Avi, you are on you are on the ball in terms of this. It's not clear that everybody would agree. So there is I found this today, an amazing line of Rabbeinu Manoach. Rabbeinu Manoach is a commentary on the Rambam, and I don't have it on the source sheet, but Rabbeinu Manoach was not sure whether this halacha applies only to water or maybe it applies to all other drinks. I drink some beer, I drink some Snapple to wash it down, perhaps I should say, no bracha. Wait a minute. What happened to the rule that when I get Hana'a, I have to make a bracha? So I thought that was an indication, perhaps a raya to my first approach, that according to Rabbeinu Manoach, there is a way to see this as saying that there's not a Maisa Shasiyah. Yeah, you're going through the technicalities, you're going through the mechanics of drinking the liquid. You're putting it down your throat. But we are not going to call that in halacha an act of drinking. Because you're not engaged in drinking at all. You're just trying to wash something down. So if that's the case, then it might apply to all drinks, not only to water. So the first possible nafkamina between the two approaches, is it because it's not a maisa shesia, or it's because there's no hana from the water? Well, are we going to apply this to other drinks or not? If it's not a maisa shesia, then I'll apply it to all drinks. If it's a din in that water doesn't provide hana in this case, so then I'm only going to apply it to water. Halach l'maisa, we leave it at water. Okay? Second possible nafkamina is the main question, which is, should we limit this halacha only to relief from choking? Okay? So first of all, do we have any evidence about this? So really fascinating Yerushalmi. This is quoted by the Chacham Tzvi in Simen Kuf Chaf Aleph. So the Yerushalmi in source number 6, this is Yerushalmi in Shkalim of all places. Why? Because we're talking about somebody called the Torim Halishka. A couple times a year, someone used to collect the money that was in the chambers in the Beis HaMikdash and used to put it into certain boxes in order to purchase communal sacrifices. Okay? So that person was called the Torim HaSalishka. He was the person who collected the money. Now this person had a very important job and he was also handling a lot of money, right? So they set it up so that the person should not be doubted or suspected at all that he was keeping some of the money for himself. So look at this Yerushalmi, source number 6, Tani. So the Braisa writes, Midabrin hayu imo misha'a shehu nichnas ad sha'a shehu yotze. You know, like those camp contests where they, try to, whoever can talk longer gets the prize. So in this case, they had somebody talk with the guy they had him engage in conversation from the time that he started until the time that he ended. Why? Because they were concerned that maybe he would take a coin and put it in his mouth. He tried to walk away with a coin in his mouth, become a rich man. So instead they say, okay, you're going to have to use your mouth to talk to us the whole time. So the Gemara says, you think you're so smart, why not just get away a little bit easier? V'imale pume mave, why not just fill his mouth with water? If he had to hold water in his mouth the whole time, then he wouldn't have to talk. So Amar Rav Tanchuma mipnei habracha. Rav Tanchuma says, no, he couldn't fill the mouth with water because there's a concern about the bracha. What does that mean? What's the concern about the bracha? So the Chacham Tzvi quotes the Yefei Mare, and the Yefei Mare says the concern is that maybe he'll swallow some of the water and he won't have made a shahakal. Then the Chacham Tzvi says, Yefei Mare, what are you talking about? Don't you know the Gemara in Brachos? Mendan abiz mehem and aleph. Where the Gemara says that if I'm drinking the water not for the purpose of quenching my thirst, I don't have to make a bracha. So So the Chacham Tzvi says, why would he have to have why would he have to have made a bracha in this case? He's not thirsty. They forced him to keep the water in his mouth because they were concerned about him stealing. So even if he does swallow some water, okay, who cares? There's no need for a bracha in that case. So then what does it mean, mipnei ha-bracha? So the Chacham Tzvi, as well as the Korban Ha'idah, they say, no, it's not talking about shahakol. It's not talking about birkas hananin. It's talking about something totally different. It's talking about the bracha that they would make on the Trumas Halishka. They would make a bracha on the separating of those coins. He won't be able to do that if his mouth is full with water the entire time. So here we have Yerushalmi. Some wanted to use this Yerushalmi. Okay, well, what do you see? What emerges from this analysis? According to the Chacham Tzvi, it's very, very clear that the exemption of a shahakol is not limited to the cases of choking. The guy's not choking in the Beis HaMikdash. It's not limited to cases of choking. It applies to all cases where he's not interested in quenching his thirst. Whereas perhaps, according to the Yefei Mara, no, it applies specifically to choking. In this case, he wasn't choking. So if he had the water in his mouth, he was not allowed to swallow it without making a bracha. And in fact, the Shevet HaLevi in source number 8 quotes the Be'er Mayim Chaim, who says, yeah, the Gemara was bidavka. The Gemara was speaking specifically about the case of choking. However, Ruba de Ruba of the Rishonim disagree with that approach. They agree with the Chacham Tzvi. Take a look at the Rambam in source number 4. Ve'ashos ha'mayim shalo l'ravos tzema'o eino ton bracha lo l'fana v'lo la'achrav. The Rambam writes that when one drinks water without the purpose of quenching his thirst, then he does not require a bracha. So again, we could phrase this question as saying like this. What's the poter from the bracha? What's the reason why I don't need to make the bracha? Is it the choking? The choking is the poter? Or no, it's the lack of thirst quenching that's the poter, right? And if it's the latter, then I'm going to have a much wider scope of cases that's going to fall under this category where I don't make a bracha on water. So halacha l'maisa, we paskin like that Rambam, but this machlokas may also be tied to how I framed the question to begin with. Why is it that I don't make a bracha? If it's because it's not a maisa shesia, okay. Well then, in any case where it is a maisa shesia, you will have to make a bracha. Doesn't matter if you're not trying to quench your thirst or not. If you're going through a normal way of drinking, the guy in the Beis HaMikdash, he has the water in his mouth. He's drinking it. He's not trying to wash anything down. That's a normal drinking. You should have to make a bracha. Whereas if I say the reason why I don't have to make the bracha on water is because water doesn't provide any benefit other than quenching your thirst, so then whenever it's not quenching your thirst, you don't have to make a bracha. And that's why the guy in the Beis HaMikdash would not have to make the bracha. Okay? All right. So now let's get halacha l'maisa. Here we go. Let's wrap it up. So take a look at your Mishnah Berurah sheets. Turn to Shulchan Aruch Resh Dalid Zayin. You have it right in front of you. So the Shulchan Aruch quotes the language of the Gemara that if you drink water to quench your thirst, so then you say shahakol, and afterwards you say barin nefashos. Aval im chanak de umtza v'shasamayim lahavir ha'umtza. If you are choking on some meat and you drink the water to get rid of that meat, eino mevarich lo lefanav lo la'achrav. You don't make a bracha neither before nor after. The Mishnah Brura in Sif Mem says, Nira de lav davka litzma'o mamish. It's not only when... Hold on. I don't want to get there right yet. Let's take a look at the Bir Halacha first. Hashosamayim litzma'o, the Bir Halacha on the left-hand side. And jump down to the first underline, Umatzasi beses Hashem ba'aderes Eliyahu. So the Bir Halacha found the Gra. Shekosav kein behed of Ezelishono, that the Gra wrote that it's not only the case of choking, it's lav davka. Litzmo'o, for thirst, peirush davka litzmo'o. It's only when you're trying to quench your thirst. Aval shalol litzmo'o ein mevarich klal. If it's not trying to quench your thirst, you don't make a bracha. Umad amru dechanakti unza lav davka, elakol shalol litzmo'o, ad kan lishono. So the Gra adopts the approach that it's lav davka the case of choking, but rather any case where you are not trying to quench your thirst. So that has many nafkamina. Let's keep reading the Bir Halacha. Ulefize im shasa ma'im rakadei litzayif leberkas hamazon. So let's say you're eating with a group of people and you want to have a zimun. You want to participate in the zimun. So you have to eat something. So you say, I'll take a cup of water and then I'll be able to participate in the zimun. Says the Bir Halacha, not so fast. Because you weren't thirsty. The only reason why you're drinking the water is because you want to participate in the zimun. Well, according to the Gra, you shouldn't make a bracha on the water in that case. And if you shouldn't make a bracha on the water, then you certainly can't use it to participate in the zimun. So says the Bir Halacha.
So you can't use water anyway.
Huh?
So you can't use water anyway.
Ah. Good. So the Magen Avram, thinks that that you can have less. But with water, though, everybody would agree that that would not work. And then the second case that the Bir Halacha says, what if you're in a suffix about a bracha achrona? You don't know whether you had enough to make a bracha achrona. So you say to yourself, okay, I'll get out of this suffix. I'll drink a revius of water. Drink a revius of water, then I'll definitely be chayv in a bracha achrona. Says the Bir Halacha, not going to work. Because in this case, you weren't thirsty. So if you're not thirsty, you don't make a bracha rishona, you don't make a bracha achrona. So it doesn't help the suffix at all. So you can't use water to get out of the suffix. So Scott just brought up the case during Seder. Scott said, okay, I have a case of a type of food that I'm not sure which bracha to make. I'm not sure if I should make a shahakol or adama. I'll have some water that'll cover the shahakol. Bir Halacha says no. Because in that, you can't use water to cover for something else because you're not actually thirsty. Okay, so these are big nafkamina.
I have a question.
Yes.
When we talk about water, we're talking specifically about water. In other words, if it was Coca-Cola, then obviously there's no question at all.
Yes, exactly.
Where do we draw the line? Someone put like a slice of lemon and then it's no longer just water?
I don't think a slice of lemon would help, but we'll talk about seltzer. We'll talk about tea.
The reason I ask is because when we talk about water in the context of Mishnah and the Gemara, like they didn't have refrigeration; it was just you know, room temperature water.
Right.
We put some ice in the water, and all of a sudden it changed.
Okay. So let's talk about we'll talk about those cases. I think when we get to the Mishnah Brura, I think some of your questions will be resolved. Okay. So that's the first thing to know. That it applies beyond just relief from choking, and any of these cases where you're not drinking it for that reason, you're not drinking it to quench your thirst, so you would not make a bracha. So Yaakov, let's now get to the Mishnah Brura. So the Mishnah Brura really throws a monkey wrench into this sugya as a big chiddush that's going to help us halacha lemaisa. So the Mishnah Brura writes in Sif Mem, Nira li delav davka litzma o mamish. When we say that you make a bracha when you're thirsty, it's not only when you're thirsty. Ela bistama kol shehachich nehene mehamayim. As long as your throat, your palate, benefits from the water, as long as you enjoy the sensation of drinking the water, mistama hutzamek tzas vitzarech lebracha. The Mishnah Brura says that whenever you enjoy the water, we can infer that presumably you are somewhat thirsty. If you're enjoying the water, then you must have been a little bit thirsty. That's the Mishnah Brura's argument. And therefore, the Mishnah Brura says, you don't have to always be asking yourself, am I thirsty? Am I not thirsty? Am I thirsty? Am I not? No. According to the Mishnah Brura, all that you have to do is figure it out. Are you enjoying the water right now? If you're enjoying the water, so then you have to make a bracha.
Are you about to enjoy the water?
Are you about to enjoy the water? Right. What was the question?
I think that's a little late. If you earlier waiting until you enjoyed the water, then you missed your bracha rishona.
Will I enjoy this water? Right. Yeah. Am I in the mood for the water?
Be a Islamic bracha.
Okay. So according to the Mishnah Brura, that's really the standard that we're going to use. Yeah.
A cup of parallel water.
I like parallel water.
Well, it depends. If you're going to enjoy it, or you're drinking it to quench your thirst, then you should make a bracha.
I like the ice example.
So the ice example. So let's talk about that. So first of all, when you add ice to the water, so it's like it's geschmack, right? So okay. So then, according to the Mishnah Brura, you're for sure going to make a bracha, and in fact, the Achronim talk about. What if you're purely just using the water to cool off? Like, you're not even doing it because you're thirsty. You're not even doing it because of the geshmak. You just want to cool off. You're very, very hot. So some of the achronim say that itself would be sufficient to need to make a bracha. Others disagree. Others say no. You can't say that the hana'ah of cooling off is enough to require a birkas hananin. But probably in most cases, 90% of the cases, where you have a nice cup, a glass with water and ice, so you're going to enjoy it. Right? So then in that case, according to the Mishnah Berurah standard, you don't have to ask yourself, am I thirsty or not? You just have to figure out, are you enjoying it?
Are you saying that, therefore, if I put ice in the water before I take the medicine, that I have to make a bracha now on the water?
Yeah, what else? Delicious.
In Achinami, if you're drinking that water, so Rav Dovi, the Achronim are very clear that if you drink, let's say the Mishnah Berurah has it right here at the bottom. He says like this. Vishasa mayim, davka mayim sheinachich nehemayim kiim kishoshosa litzmo. Aval kishoshosa shayr mashkim, av shein shoshosa uva ochel apshav kiim lahavir oimtsa, chayv levar yichalav betchil avasov, kedil dekami besif ches. So first of all, Mishnah Berurah passes like Tosos Amos to be shown him that if you use something other than water for a non-thirst quenching purpose, you use the snapple to wash down the pill, then you do have to make a bracha. And then he says, Kishachosa mayim baboker li refua lo yivarich, v'im gam litzma'o yivarich. So Rav Dovi, if the water provides, if it satisfies two needs, it on the one hand satisfies a non-thirst quenching need, it helps you with a medicinal purpose, it helps you swallow the pill, okay. But if it also gives you a gishmak, so then you do have to make a bracha. Okay? So it depends how much you really enjoy water. Right, and how much you want the water in that case when you're taking down the Tylenol? Yeah. Okay.
I have a question on that.
Yes.
So
all right.
Let's say it's in the morning and you're drinking it to quench your thirst, and for the pill, should I make the bracha and then drink a little water that's just for my thirst, and then take the pill after that, or should I just say the bracha and take the pill all at the same time?
So that's a good question. I would assume that the best thing to do would to not have an interruption between the bracha and the drinking. And it's also the case that it's best not to have something in your mouth when you say the bracha. So perhaps it would be best to take a little sip first.
That makes sense. So yeah. It's not really doing a dual purpose because you're going to drink the water anyway.
Right. I guess so. Right. But if you were the type of person who didn't really want the water at that point, then drinking it separately wouldn't help. Right? Drinking it separately wouldn't really add anything. It's only because you do want it that now once you want it, so it's best to have a little bit on its own first.
That makes sense.
Yeah?
Yeah?
Good question. Okay, so everybody clear so far? Yeah, on the halach lemaisa? Okay, so let's get into some more of the halach lemaisa, and then we'll call it a night. So, okay, what do you guys think about this? What if you're drinking to prevent, you're drinking in advance of a fast? Or, just to hydrate yourself. David, what do you think about that? You're drinking just to hydrate yourself.
Yeah, of course.
You think you should make a bracha?
When I'm drinking to hydrate, I get a lot of problems from that. So.
Yeah? I'm like the opposite. I'm like on my third bottle of water. My wife's telling me to drink more. I'm like, I really don't want it anymore. But she's telling me to do it, so I have to.
When I'm drinking to hydrate, I need it. I'm playing basketball.
If you're playing tennis, right. Okay, you're playing basketball. So then, okay, so you're... you're playing basketball, I don't think you need it. You're playing tennis and you need it. Yeah.
Baseball, softball.
Okay. let's distinguish between what we mean by hydrate. Of course, when you're sweaty and you're thirsty, so that's like a classic case of being thirsty, right? You're hydrating yourself, but what you really are is very, very thirsty, right? But what if you're at the meal before the fast, right? And they just tell you keep drinking, right? So
whatever the case where you. How do you get to that point in the first point? Meaning, you've been drinking water the whole time. At some point, you made a bracha. At some point.
Well, let's say like this. Let's say I drink who knows how many ounces of water during the day, right? I made my bracha achrona. It's been, 30 minutes. Now I sit down to the table. My wife tells me to drink another cup. You don't say no, right? You got to do it. So, do I make the bracha or not?
Is there a chalav achilah gossip by water?
I don't know. So I mean, lechori, yes. But so the Achronim debate this issue. Rav Yashiv and the Sefer Vizos HaBracha, they say not to make a bracha in that case. Rav Vosner in Chilak Tes Simin Membeis, this is on your source sheet. We're running a little late, so I won't read it inside. What? You want me to keep going? This is source number 10. So he says that Libi Nota, Degama Shosa, Kadesha Lo Yitzma, Acharkach, Shatzarech Levarich. He's inclined to say that if you drink now so that you won't be thirsty later, then you do have to make a bracha. Nowadays, like already said, where they tell us to drink, you know, thousands of ounces of water every day. So you would have thought that we don't make a bracha because you're not thirsty. So he says, according to the Mishnah Berurah standard, that whenever you're enjoying the water, then you would make a bracha. So then maybe you make the bracha in this case. Seems to me that if like your mamish, you really don't want to drink the water, then you shouldn't make a shahakol. The best thing to do in all of these cases is make a shahakol on something else. Make a shahakol on whatever, some snapple, and then have the water. Okay, so what about drinking water before a medical exam or for a medical purpose? So the in the Shaar HaTzion, Mishnah Berurah points out that if you're they had some water that worked as a laxative, you wouldn't make a bracha in that case because you're not drinking it for any hana'ah at all. If you're drinking water to prevent a headache, Reb Chaim Kanievsky says no bracha in that case unless you're also enjoying the water. What about if you're speaking for a while and you need the water to moisten your mouth? So Rav Yashiv says in that case, again, you would not make the bracha. Because... Huh? I don't know if that's considered hana'ah scheich. It's not like you just need like moisture. You're like dry. You have like dry. Huh? Again, I'll repeat what I said. You know, in all of these cases, the best thing is to make a shakal on something else. But if you're really stuck in a bind, so then you would not make a bracha. Swallowing a pill. So Yaakov pointed out before, we all know that you're not going to make a bracha on that unless, as Reb Dovi pointed out, you really do enjoy the water together with the pill. It's all discussion about mineral water. This already goes back to the 1800s of Yaakov Etlinger, Binyan Sion, in source number 9. He speaks about mineral water, whether you have to make a bracha on that if you're drinking it for medicinal purposes. Again, it's the same principle. If it tastes good, so you make a bracha. So what about seltzer? Seltzer is something interesting. So take a look at your Mishnah Berurah sheet. Footnote number 27, Risha Seltzer. Okay. Avi, I feel like we should have you read it for us. That's okay. 27. Umei soda. That's seltzer. Shein lohem tam atzmi. So just a plain seltzer. Okay. So implication, I guess, is that if it has like some taste, you have this very nice Trader Joe's. What is this? Raspberry lime. So that has some taste to it. But if it's just a plain seltzer, rak sheyesh bohem gazim vechadome. So it just has some bubbles. Right. It has some gas. Has a carbonation. So das ha'agun Reb Nissen Karelitz she'ein kol b'nei adam ve'ein kol ha'itim shavim b'zeh. It's hard to draw a line. V'hamargish b'shesiyosim ni'imus nechshol shenein emin amayim. If you enjoy the carbonation of the seltzer, so then it fits the Mishnah Berurah's rule that whenever you enjoy the water, you have to make a bracha. Okay. V'chein hore ha'agun Rab Shmuel Vazdin she'tzarech levarech alem b'nei tam ha'chamitzis me'idach ha'agun Rab Ari Leib Steinman. So they said, so they say that just adding the carbonation doesn't actually provide you with any extra hana. So if you wouldn't have enjoyed the water, then you can't say that you enjoy the seltzer more. Okay, so you have to figure out a case-to-case basis, and you try to avoid the suffix by making a shakal on something else. So, what we saw tonight, the sugya of making a bracha rishona on water. We discussed why it is that I don't make a bracha rishona when I use it to a relief from choking? Is it because not a ma'aseh shasiyah, or is it because there's no hana from the water? We discussed why there's no hana from the water. Is it because water doesn't have a taste? Is it because water doesn't generally satiate? We discussed different nafkamina between those approaches in terms of whether this halacha and the gemara would apply only to water or to other drinks. Does it apply only in the case of choking, or does it apply to all cases when you're not interested in the thirst quenching of the water? We said we paskin that it applies only to water and also in all cases where you're not using it for thirst quenching. However, the Mishnah Berurah added the Chiddush that as long as you get a Hana'ah, as long as you get Hana'ah's Hachich, as long as you enjoy the experience, the sensation of the water, then you do have to make a bracha. And that led us to many, many nafkamina in terms of different cases where you're either using the water for your enjoyment or you're using the water for other purposes. And that would determine whether you make a Shahakol or not. Yashukach.